Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agricultural investments available in tropical fruits. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Boy, throughout the year move fast. I sue some again, you know.
So what you plan to do for the holiday?
Well, I don't want to stay in the house, you know. So I go look at summer job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no yet, you know. But I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when you are going to apply.
And now we're too long, you know. I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period February 12 to April 13. Apply now at any HeartTrust NTA or NYS office islandwide. For more information, call 754-98168.
Sales and Promotions Manager, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Marlene Porter, says attractive agricultural investment opportunities are available for tropical fruits. As such, Mrs. Porter is encouraging more Jamaicans to plant and export tropical fruits, pointing out that demand for them is increasing globally. She says this type of investment will also reduce fruit imports and increase Jamaica's gross domestic product, GDP.
We're seeing an uptick in the consumption and demand of these kinds of products. And this is happening primarily because of the higher incomes that we're seeing in not just the developed countries, but even in developing countries like India. Persons are seeking to eat healthier. Persons are seeking to take on health foods.
Mrs. Porter says first world countries represent a growing market for tropical fruits as their citizens become more and more health conscious.
The growth in tropical fruits have in fact outpaced the growth for most other internationally traded goods that we have seen, such as cereals and sugar. We're talking about mangoes, we're talking about pineapples, we're talking about papaya and avocado, and these are not strange products to us. They're right next door to us. Many of them are in our backyards.
She adds that the improvement in Jamaica's export infrastructure is to be lauded for the increase in demand for the tropical fruits.
The fact that we have the distribution systems and delivery systems improved as well makes it easier for our products to reach these markets.
Sales and Promotions Manager, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Marlene Porter. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Prairie Larceny Prevention Unit is urging members of the public and especially residents of Clarendon to only purchase meat from reputable sources. The warning comes in the wake of reports that 7 sheep were stolen from the Ebony Park Heart Academy in that parish last week. The sheep were medicated a few hours before they were stolen, and as such, the meat is unfit for human consumption. And the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will be hosting an agro-processing expo on Thursday, March 22 at the agency's office in Catherine Hall, St. James, starting at 9 a.m. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Deaf ears gilaya trouble. Translation, deaf ears cause trouble for liars. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
When you take your McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-177124. Applications close on April 30th.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you don't listen or if you cannot hear what is being said, you risk misinterpreting what was said. A similar meaning is, avoid passing on incorrect information. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with studio engineer Dante Matthews, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.